In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. You may be seated. Why were any of us born? Have you ever thought about that question? Have any of you truly sat down and contemplated the meaning behind your existence? Your birth, your coming into being. Moreover, did you arrive in an answer? For certain, we can comprehend the genesis of our being from a biological standpoint. The how, mind you. But biology falls a bit short. Biology falls a bit short if we go a little bit further to examine a deeper meaning into our birth. And we know more than that. In this morning's gospel, we hear the exchange between Christ and Pilate. And I'd like us to hone in on verse 37. As Jesus answers Pilate's question concerning his kingship. As Jesus says, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." While our text employs the verb come, many others, such as the King James and the Revised Standard, use the verb born. "For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth." Christ was born to bear witness to the truth. To the truth of man's creation, his very existence. To the truth of his kingship as Lord over all. And to make real in a very personal and intimate way the truth of man's salvation. It is within these truths, the very truths for which Christ came into the world to promote, these truths he suffered and died for. And they hold the key to our birth as well. You see, our birth is intertwined in Christ's birth. Just as we were born into the world, so was Christ. Just as we are flesh, so is he. Therefore, if we believe in Christ, everything is before us. Anything else doesn't have meaning outside of the birth of Christ. We live in a world that endlessly searches for meaning, for reasons behind what caused this or that. But when presented with the bigger picture, how often does such a thought become too big for many? Even with our modern technology and forward thinking, science still struggles with such a question. But thanks to the gospel, we no longer have to search in vain. Thanks to the gospel, we are able to derive the meaning of our birth by way of Christ and his birth, who came into the world to bear witness of the truth. So have we been born into the world to bear witness of the same truth, that Jesus Christ is Lord and King over all, that he holds all in his hands, that we were created by and through him, and without him everything would fall apart. St. Athanasius reminds us that the incarnation was always God's intent from the beginning. It was always his plan, his desire to unite the crowning achievement of his creation with himself. And the best way to accomplish this was to share in our flesh, to become one of us, so that we could then become what he is by grace. Herein, my friends, lies the significance of our baptism. In order to bear Christ's truth, we must be sealed by him. After all, does anyone listen to a herald if he does not bear the mark of his king? By way of our baptism, we carry the mark of Christ and bear his truth. Through our baptism, we have, as Paul declares in Romans, received the spirit of adoption, being the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And one of the primary tasks as an heir is to continue the legacy of those that came before them. You see, a son or a daughter is a living legacy of those who have come before, their relatives. Therefore, we are that living legacy as disciples of Christ. We are the legacy of Christ's truth. And we have been charged to preach this truth and share it with others, to tell all that the kingdom of God has come near to them, that the kingdom of God dwells within our very hearts. That is how we ensure Christ's truth. His legacy lives on by being and professing that truth to the world. And this was precisely the last sentiment that I shared with Danielle's father just moments before he passed into, God willing, his eternal kingdom. By this time, his eyes were closed, but I knew he could still hear me. So I told him that his legacy does not end here, but rather it lives on through the lives of his children, through our marriage, through our children, and that it was my honor to carry out his legacy to the best of my ability going forward. And that, my friends, is precisely what we have been called to do as heirs of Christ. Our legacy is none other than a continuance of his legacy. Let us honor Christ by professing his truth and applying it to every facet of our lives. For we are that living legacy, being born again into Christ, Christ the artificer of all truth, Christ our eternal King. Let us exalt him now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.